Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures in the red across the board here today. Down 2 cents in the March corn, down to 3.94 and three quarters. Beans retraced a little bit from their two or three day rally here, down 8.5 in March, down to 10.47 and three quarters. And then wheat futures continue their slide down around 10 cents in the July 15 Kansas City wheat to 6.15 and a quarter. And then Chicago wheat down 11 to 12 cents. Some of the weakness across the board is on the back of several things. Of course, we've got the report on Monday, but we also have a dollar index making highs here up to 92.58, up 46 points. As that goes higher, commodities in general should go lower. On the bullish side, we do have some obviously, it's cold outside, some really cold temperatures, which should have an impact on the wheat crop. Doesn't look like the futures are indicating there is any impact at this time, but that's still a factor. Through the Midwest, north of here, up through Iowa and Illinois, they're going to have really brutal weather all weekend long. But then after the weekend, it should warm up and return to normal conditions, maybe a little bit drier than expected. At this time, there isn't any caution in South America in terms of their crops.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Big report Monday, January 12th. Now, the first part will be USDA winter wheat seedings for 2015. All winter wheat, 42.56. That is up from last year, 42.4 million acres. Hard red winter wheat, 31.02, up about 600,000 from last year, 30.47. And then the next part will be the production for corn and soybeans. Corn production estimated or averaged estimates to be 14.349 billion bushels. In November, we're at 14.407, so slightly smaller than the November estimate, but still larger than last year. The yield expected 173.3 bushels per acre, slightly lower than November estimate of 173.4. And then harvested acres, 82.76 million acres, down from November's estimate of 83.09. Soybeans, 3.956 billion bushels, a little bit lower than in November, but quite a bit bigger than last year. Last year we were at 3.35, rather. So about 600,000 bushels more than last year. Average yield 47.6. Last year was 44. Harvested acres 83. Last year was 76 for soybeans.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 230 at 163.60, April down 230 at 162.42, March feeder cattle down 327 at 217.05, April down 372 at 216.42, February lean hogs down 115 at 78.17, and April down 192 at 79.95. In the grain market, March Kansas City wheat down 12 and a quarter at 607 and three quarters. May down 11 and a quarter at 612 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat down 12 and a half at 567. March corn down 2 at 394 and a quarter. May down 2 at 402 and three quarters. March soybeans 8 lower at 1048 and a quarter. May down 7 and three quarters at 1053 and three quarters. March cotton up 13 at 6056 and May up 21 at 6112. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.